Phase two, because we are still in phase one. But even as we start this other phase of being referred to as a church, you know, prior to, you know, earlier than today, we are a church planting team. But from today, we change our name to a church. And praise be to the name of the Lord that this work that has costed us so much will continue costing us. But the Lord is so, so faithful. He did not only entrust us with what we have, He has entrusted us with our very own lives. So let us be used. Let us be willing to be spent for the glory and for the honor of His name. And I want to assure you that the Lord is doing something in this community, and He will do it using you and using me for the greatness of His name. So I want to say that every one of us has a role to play. There is none of us who will play a bigger role than the other. But I would want to encourage us to be faithful in whatever role that the Lord calls you to do or to play in the whole picture. Could it be it is to sweep the sanctuary? Could it be it is to wipe that seat that you are seated on? Could it be it is to operate? It could be to stand here, to lead worship, to preach, to do whatever needs to be done. I want to tell you, every one of us is of equal importance. Every one of us has equal contribution. All that the Lord demands is faithfulness. The Lord does not look at the magnitude of what we are doing, but He demands of the faithfulness. Maybe the little that may look so little into your eyes, it will count when we get to heaven, and it will be counted as a big blessing because it is done for the glory and for the honor of the Lord. When I look at us, I see largely two different generations. The generation of our children. And children, I remember most of you, I know you have been born into Grace Hill Mission Church, Kikuyu. A great number of you. And this could be your second move of church. This generation that does not know any other church apart from Grace Hill Mission Church, Kikuyu, they are the kind of the Joes, Gather, Jerry, Enoch, Judah, Joseph, Precious, Isaac, Pendo, Amani. Wema. I am trying to test my mind, but you know, you are the generation that will live to tell this story. You are the generation that the Lord ordained, that you will tell this story to the generation that is coming after you. And we praise the Lord that you are here to witness this historic occasion. So where you are seated today, our children, we would want to encourage you. Please, when you get our children, I would want to encourage you to go and journal this. I don't know how many children do write what happens in their lives. But Gara, Precious, Wema and Pendo and all those Judah, please go and write today that I have witnessed a church that has been planted. I have been part of God writing a beautiful story. I am part of the first paragraph. Praise be to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So help them, parents. please help them diarize this. Let us also diarize this. Let us journal it in our own journals. Because the work that the Lord is doing here will be read off in the history that there started a church that has made a difference in the lives of many. Many are the people that are hopeless. Many are the people who need direction in this community and elsewhere. But thanks be to God that we are the people who God has chosen to use to bring these people, to bring this community to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Welcome, Pastor Grace and Pastor Charles. This is a great sacrifice. You don't know how excited I feel when I see you in our congregation. You have also entered. It may be the last sentence of that paragraph. Of the paragraph. But thanks be to God, you will be there in the first page of the great work that the Lord is doing. For the older generation, the generation of me and, I think I mean, Daktari. For that generation, we may have been part of many churches. Maybe four, maybe three. Kaanza Gishagi, tukakuja Nairobi, we became part of the Christian Union Church. We became part of another church that is out here. But thanks be to God, He has given us an opportunity not only to start some work, but to start it with our children. What a great honor that you can remember. You will be remembering when I will be 85 years, when I will be 90 years, and I will remember that great church, that great cathedral there, we started it together with my son. We sat in the first service. Great is the Lord, and He is greatly to be praised that He has allowed us to sit here with our children. PK, encourage these young men. They will write a story and they will say, Daddy was seated there in a tent. Didn't look great at that time. Didn't look like it's a great thing. But the Lord will have brought a great vision to our accomplishment. So therefore, I beseech you by the mercies of God that we may be willing to give ourselves into this work and ministry. The Lord has counted or is counting on us to be the ones, to be the hands that He will use to do this work. And what a great honor to be entrusted by the Lord of a specific work and ministry. I want to believe that today the government of Kenya entrusted you with just a small assignment and they told you, and it is read in the news that from today, so-and-so has been appointed. You will do it with the whole of yourself. But can you imagine, and it is not an imagination, this is the reality, that the Lord and all the hosts of heaven are seated witnessing to this, that in your hands it has been entrusted, the gospel of this kingdom, to be preached and to be declared even into this community. And the Lord will use your hands to do His work. Allow me, that was just part of my welcome note. Allow me to read a scripture as we get into our first series, a series that I'm going to introduce today, and we are going to look into it for the next three or four Sundays. A series that is entitled, Do Not Despise the Days of Small Beginnings. The days of small beginnings, do not despise. That will be our series. Today I'm just going to introduce it, and we are going to look at it in the deeper details as we continue. Our text today, our main text, is from the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4. From verse 1 to 10. I remember the first person who I used I knew when I was a young man to be called Zachariah. I was a boy that was called Zachariah Macharia. Used to be a good friend of mine. I actually thought it's a Kikuyu name until much later. But the beauty of his name was the same. You only needed to replace M for Z and it read the same. For some reason, it made me think that that was a Kikuyu name. If Macharia, you replace Zakaria, Z and M, it becomes the same name. So when... Yeah, Zakaria, Macharia and Zakaria are the same name. So for many years, whenever I read this, that boyhood friend of mine will always come to mind. Then I will read. I am reading through the version called New Living Translation. Then the angel who had been talking with me returned and woke me, as though I had been asleep. "What do you see now?" he asked, and I answered, "I see a solid gold lamp stand with a bowl of oil on top of it. Around the bowls are seven lamps, each having seven spokes with wicks, and I see two olive trees, one on each side of the bowl." Then I asked the angel, "What are these?" "Don't you know?" the angel asked. "No, my lord," I replied. Then he said to me, "This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by might." Now, there I have changed to another translation. Okay, my translation says, "It is not by force, nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven, of heaven's army. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will rejoice." May God bless it. God bless it. Then another message came to me from the Lord. "Zerubbabel is the one who laid the foundation of this temple, and it will be complete. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's army has sent me." And the highlight of our message is, do not despise the small beginning, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begins. To see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand, the seven lamps represent the eyes of the Lord, searching all around the world. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. A little of history. This word came to Zechariah, and he is declaring it to the children of Israel at the point where they are coming from the exile. They are coming from captivity, or they have just come from captivity, and the Lord is entrusting them with rebuilding of the temple. So the timing is at the time where the people are just settling in. Can you imagine? I know my brother Mark has worked a lot with the people who have been misplaced by, you know, different circumstances in life. But these are the people who have been misplaced. They have been taken captives, and they have been for 70 years in captivity. And when they have just come, the Lord tells them, "I have some work for you to do." I want us to bring this picture closer home. And the picture of, like, the Sudanese or the Somalis and the people from other countries who live in our countries, when they are repatriated and they go back, largely they go home with nothing. All very, very little. Some of us, I know, we have gone for missions in those refugee camps. We know how limited these people live. They live with limited resources. Sometimes food, it is the ration that the government and the NGOs are giving. And when they go back home, the Lord tells them, I am waiting. There is some work for you to do. These are the people that the Lord is entrusting with this mission. And by his work, when he tells them that you are the ones to do this work, all that he is telling them, by essence, he is telling them, it is not because of your own ability. You have limited resources. Thank you. That is agreed. The Lord knows of you how limited are your resources, but he is still entrusting this work into your hands. Just like we are seated here, we are not of the greatest resources. We are not of the greatest knowledge on how to do the work of the Lord. But the Lord is entrusting this into our hands. I would want to picture how these people used to live. And I want to draw our attention back to the book of Psalms 137, a very popular psalm. And sometimes this psalm is sung by people and they do not capture the mood on which these people lived. You know, when we were younger, we used to sing by the rivers of Babylon in a very excited way. By the rivers of where we sat. And there. Can you imagine singing very excitedly on how excited you are? And that time you are singing on people that were weeping. Sometimes we do not capture the mood that song was sung in. It was sung by people who are missing their own land, a place that they are going to build by their own hands, a place that they are going to give themselves for the glory of the name of their God. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And the Lord made it a reality one of those days. And that is where Zerubbabel, Zechariah is writing to them and telling them there is work that awaits you when you get there. And we are here. Brethren, we are here. We are here to do the work that we have always desired to do. And when I look at us, largely, we belong to this community. Maybe from that corner, from the other corner, this is the community we will bring up our children in. This is the community we will have to retire. Otherwise, not many of us are privileged to do 2 or 3 homes in a lifetime. And looking at us, I see we are people who are living in our own homes. Thanks be to God. We are going to give ourselves to this because this is our community. This is our Jerusalem. We will remain here and we would want our impact. My challenge is that we will do the best that we can do for the glory and for the honor of the name of the Lord. You have said it could be a time of scarcity. It's a time of shortage, but the Lord is still calling us. We may not be coming from captivity, but we are coming from somewhere into somewhere. And when this happens, there is a tendency of people that are in that environment to despise what they can see. And we start thinking, we just, you know, a hired tent, a small plot somewhere, you know, just a small group, a few of us. There is a tendency of people despising what they can see. But praise be to the name of the Lord. The Lord must have seen it, that these people can despise the days of small beginning. And because he knew that this could be in our hearts, to despise the days of small beginning beforehand, he speaks and says, do not despise the days of small beginning. So this morning, I want to say, we are not small. The Lord knows something about us that we do not know. The Lord can see a picture that we may not be able to see. He's asking Zechariah, what do you see? It starts with what you are going to see. Verse 1, he comes and asks him, what do you see? And I want to ask you this question as we start this service this afternoon. What do you see? What is in your wildest dreams? The Lord can make it. He is assuring you, it is not by power. It is not by might. It is by my spirit, says the Lord. So it starts with what you can see. And this is not only to do with the work of the ministry. It is not only to do with the church. I would want to ask you about your very own lives. What can you see? Or what do you see? Whatever you can see, you know, if all things were to be done, what would you pray for? What do you see? For me, I think what currently is in my mind right now, I see a big church. A church that is full of life. Young men, old men, working together, doing great things for the work of the ministry, transforming lives, being a people that are referred to as the people of God. I see a great church that will be sending missionaries. I see a great church that will be the name that when Grace Hill Northlands is mentioned, nobody will ask you, "Hiyo ni kitu gani na iko wapi?" You know, we are not as advantaged as my pastor here. You know, when he says, "I pastor in Sitam," nobody will ask you what is Sitam. But for us, we are going to be asked that question many times. But praise be to the name of the Lord. It is going for a short time. It will go on for a short time, and it will be a reference point. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace Hill Mission Church, Northlands, will be the name.
Amen.
That is what I am seeing. I don't know what you are going to see, what you are seeing, but what you can see about your family. Some of us who do not have families, what can you see? The Lord can give you that. And it is for his own namesake. When we first started off planting a church around here, I told a friend that I thought would support me. I did not even share with my wife because I did not want to pack a name of somebody, a different image. I sat with a friend and told him, by the way, we are coming to Royo. He happens to come from around. We are coming to Royo. And we are coming to plant a church. And the guy was shocked and he asked me, what? Na vile kanisa ni mingi Royo, munakuja kufanya nini? And I started wondering. At that point, I started wondering, are you sure when the Northland City is finally open, there will not be an extra bar? Are we saying that along this road they are not? How many are they?
And
I can assure you, the last one will not be the last. And even the church, you know, thank God, just across here, there is a new tent. I think they are doing their first service today. But praise be to the name of the Lord. That we are called to do hautafanya ya mwingine. The Lord has enough work for all of us.
Amen.
When we came here with Pastor Kingori, the first day we came, we entered through that gate. And when we entered, we told the man that we found there that we are looking for a premise for the church. akatuambia mnaona ile mabati hiyo ni kanisa na inabomolewa because they are shifting. And when we came we found a church, I think ilikuwa imefika somewhere. You can see the difference between where you are and here. Can you see the difference? Hamuoni hapa na hapa ni tofauti. Hapa kulikuwa shamba, hapa kulikuwa kanisa. Now the church is the mabatis you can see from there. I give you now permission. You can turn and look from away from. Those new mabatis there is where the church is. And we helped these people move there. And we told them, thank God you are there. Anzeni huko. Sisi tuanze hapa. Tutakutana katikati. Na wote watakuwa wamesikia neno. Bwana asiwe sana. Praise be to the name of the Lord. That even as we start this work today, there is no time of despising or not seeing like we have work to do. We have work to do. If you act, I pitied my brother. I did not tell him anything. I told him we are coming anyway. But I couldn't help but start wondering, what are the parameters that we use as Christians to know that the gospel is reaching people? Is the number of the church? I mean, do we say that we are not going to plant churches because they are enough? There will never be enough. Until the kingdom of God is heard, the gospel of this kingdom is heard by every ear, we have not done what we ought to do. But the Lord is calling us that we may be the ones who will tell the story to these people. So when we do not despise the small beginnings, we get to the value of the final product. But if you despise the small beginnings, you lose the value of what you could have gained. If today you get a baby and through the baby they say with a birth, with what? Now if you throw that baby with a bad water, you may never live to see the final product of the life of that baby. Sometimes we may have our little flaws here and there. The pastor may not be the perfect one. The congregation may not be the first one, the best. But I want to tell you, if you throw away the baby with the bath water, you may never live to see what the Lord can do with these imperfect men and women. The Lord is not looking for a perfect man to use, but he is looking for a man that is doing his best and being available to be molded of him. And I want to be that one. I want to be the one in the hands of the maker, the pot, the clay that is in the hands of the potter, that he may make me, that he may make you to be the person who will do his work in this community. The task may be way ahead of our ability. The task may be enormous, something that we may not be able to, you know, to say in our own confidence that we can do. But the assurance is, we take a step after another. One step, climbing the ladder, you are climbing the staircase, and you are told to jump to the first floor, leave alone the first floor, mezzanine, leave alone the mezzanine, here, engineer mnaiita nini? Hiyo landing ya kwanza. Unaona ukiwa kwa nyumba, there is somewhere you climb stairs, unapanda sita, unarelax kidogo, you make a turn. If you actually told to jump from there to the first landing, it will not be possible. And some of us, the task actually, as we stand today, the task is great, it is enormous. But praise be to the name of the Lord, every day at a time, we are making it there. In the name of Jesus. The vision that we have for this place is great. And we are climbing with the stairs. Hakuna lift kwa success. Haikuwagi. Sijawahi ona. Hakuna lift. We must climb step after step. But thanks be to God, we are headed there. Amen. The vision that we see for this place is coming to be accomplished. One of these days, we will look back and say, we started. And others are building on what we started. And it will continue transforming the lives of men. As I continue, what gives me a lot of joy after the scripture that Zerubbabel said to Zerubbabel, I think verse 6, it says, he answered and said unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit. And in this vision that Zechariah sees, he sees something, a vision that I would want us to take home with us today. He sees a lampstand with seven lamps this side and seven lamps this side. But what was different about this is the supply of oil. He says there was on top a bowl full of oil. And as if that was not enough, there was an olive tree on this side, an olive tree on this other side, and in it there were pipes connecting to the supply of oil, that there will be continuity. As long as you remain connected with the vine, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, continue burning, you are the light of the world. I want to assure you, my brother, my sister, as long as you are connected, you will keep burning. It is not about you. It is about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is not about what you can do. It is what the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish through your hands. Give him your hands. Give him your mouth. Give him your legs. Let him be the one that is walking in you. We sang the song that said, take my life and make it. Consecrated, Lord. And this afternoon, my desire and my prayer is that every one of us will be consecrated completely, completely given to the work of the Lord, completely given to the work of this ministry. And blessed be the name of the Lord. The reality of what the Lord wants to do will be clear as we give ourselves to him. Many people will be changed. Many families will be transformed. I am so excited. I'll be part of it. I'll be so excited. Siachiri, I will be there to see it to the end of this. Amen. And I will sit there. I will sit there when I go to heaven. I look forward to many people who have been transformed through the ministry of this church, through the ministry of men and women that are seated, lining behind and telling me, Matthew, we thank God that you witnessed to us. May you be found faithful. Amen. My sister, may you be found faithful in that what you are doing. We will enter these homes. We will talk to the people on the roadsides and the highway. May you be found faithful. For the Lord is counting it on you. The Lord is counting it on me. So it's not by might, it's not by power. It is by my spirit. As I was leading, I don't want to keep referring. There is one verse that says that the Lord rejoices when work begins. Amen. It is not about finishing for now. All right, let me read it again because of my sister Grace. I know your versions do not say that, but I think your version says that God bless it, God bless it. Something like that. Or grace upon grace. But the Lord rejoices It says, I think from verse 8 to 10, it says, then another message came to me from the Lord. Zerubbabel is the one who laid the foundation of this temple, and he will bring it to completion. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven has sent me. Do not despise the day of small beginning, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know the Lord is rejoicing to see this work begin?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is rejoicing. Let us join him and rejoice that his work has begun.
Amen.
The Lord rejoices when work begins. And I want to be the one that will rejoice with him and say, praise the Lord, it has begun. And I was there when the Lord was beginning it. And in conclusion, when the Lord rejoices, I was asking myself, why does the Lord rejoice when the work begins? And my reason is, the work begins because there is somebody trusting enough to take the Lord at his word. The work begins because somebody is there to take the first step. If you continue with a goodwill, if you continue on your knees and pray and pray and pray, if you are not willing to take the first step, the work will never begin. And I know we have prayed, we have fasted, we have done everything that is possible, but the work begins when someone is willing to take the first step. And we are here. We are, you know, there are many churches we could have gone to, big ones, you know, places where you could have gone, places with a name. But praise be to the name of the Lord. You are willing to take the first step. The Lord rejoices, that is number one, that there is someone willing to take the first step. The Lord rejoices, secondly, because there is someone willing to obey. Because it is about obedience. The work, it is actually, if you look at the temple, it was not being done because of Zerubbabel. It was not about Zechariah. It was not about Joshua. It is the command of the Lord, go and build my temple. And because they were willing to obey, when they were willing to obey, one thing that he has assured them, it is Zerubbabel who started and put the first stone on the foundation, and it is Zerubbabel that will finish the work. We are going to see great things because we have started. And when we have started, the Lord rejoices. And the Lord is inviting us to not despise the day of small beginning. He who began the good work, the Bible says, will bring it to completion. He who began the good work, Philippians chapter 1, will bring it to completion. Praise be to the name of the Lord that there is work that has been begun, not only in this church. It is in our families. It is in our hearts. If there is something in your life that you felt like this one is so little, you know, you may not think of anything about, is it called Sarah's Oven or Sarah's Bakery or Sarah's Oven? You know, it may not be a big thing. You may be feeling like you are intimidated when they name the other big names. But I want to tell you, do not despise the days of small beginning. The Lord is there. Just are you willing to take a step? Are you willing to obey to the end? The Lord will bring it to your conclusion. It is not about you. It is not by power. It is not by might. It is by the Spirit of the Lord. I would want us to take a moment and think of something in your life that you could look at right now and know, you know deeply, this is the desire that I have for my life. But the beginnings have been challenging. The beginnings have been, you know, it has been despised by many until you have been drawn into despising the small beginnings. I would want us to take time to think about that. What the Lord is telling us, do not despise the days of small beginning. It is the Lord that will bring it to an accomplishment. It is not about you. It is not by power. It is not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That what you desire, that what you dream of, can be accomplished if we let it into the hands of the Lord. It is the Lord who commissions it. It is the Lord who has spoken it. It is the Lord that will bring it to accomplishment. You trust in the Lord? You know, as I look at our brother Mark, you know, busy organizing for his wedding, busy learning all over. My brother, that what you desire, may the Lord bring it to accomplishment. It is not by might, it is not by power. The Lord is in it. And when he remains in it, I want to tell you, it will be a beautiful, beautiful beginning. The Lord has started a beautiful story. Shall we see it to the end? He is calling us, every one of us, to see it, to remain there, to hold on to it, and to see what the Lord can do. Shall we stand up?